بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على المصطفى محمد وآل صحبه أجمعين، تابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال فصل: وهذا لا يمكن إلا بقصد شيخ عارف سالك مجذوب واصل محبوب واصل موصول، عارف بالنقل والعقل، عارف بالله وبنفسه، حاضر غائب في الخلوات والجلوات، بقلبه في عالم الشهادة والغيوب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The translation of some of the meanings of this is not possible except by seeking a sheikh, a gnostic, a traveler who has also been pulled or attracted, one who has arrived and is beloved, is reaching and reached, has both transmitted an intellectual knowledge, a knower of Allah and of himself, one who is present and absent in both secluded and public times, with or through his heart in the realms of the seen and the unseen.
تقدم الكلام في الفصل السابق على ما يحصل به السلوك والسير إلى الله تعالى.
In the previous chapter, we spoke about that through which spiritual travel or wayfaring to Allah Ta'ala occurs.
فذكر أنواع المؤثرات على قلب الإنسان وتطهيره.
He mentioned the types of things that affect the heart of the human and purify it.
وأنواع ما تستنزل به رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى وجوده.
And the various things through which the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى, a descension of that mercy is sought and of that of His munificence.
وقد اقتربت حكمة الله تبارك وتعالى أن تلك السرايات سواء لتحقيق الأعمال أو لاستنزال الإفضال مربوطة باقتران واتصال بسبب لها.
And Allah's wisdom has dictated that the flowing of that benefit or the realization of those deeds are connected, all of them, to a certain cause or means.
فكل أمة لا يمكنهم أن يحصلوا حقائق من الإسلام والإيمان ويرتقوا إلى رتبة الإحسان إلا بواسطة النبي المرسل إليهم.
Every ummah or community cannot realize the meanings of Islam or Iman or faith or to ascend to the station of Ihsan or spiritual perfection save through the means of the Prophet who is sent to them.
حتى بعث نبينا الجامع الخاتم للرسالات.
Until our encompassing Prophet was sent, who was the seal of all the various messages.
سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم فأكمل الله به هذا الدين.
Our liege Lord Muhammad صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, so Allah through him perfected this deen or religion.
وصارت المراتب كلها أيضا لا يمكن أن تتلقى إلا عنه ثم ممن تلقى عنه.
And all of the spiritual stations similarly can only be received or taken from him or from those who took from him.
وبذلك نعرف ما شاع واشتهر عن خصوصية الصحابة من كونهم صحبوا رسول الله.
So through this we know that which is famous and well known about the distinction of the companions who actually kept the company of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فمع ما اكتسبه سادتنا الصحابة من أوصاف عظيمة وخلال كريمة ومراتب واسعة رفيعة كان أقوى وصف لهم وأحسن وصف يوصفون به أن يقولون صاحب رسول الله أو صاحب رسول الله.
All of the magnificent qualities and noble attributes and great stations or lofty stations that the companions had, they cannot be described with any distinction that is greater than that they kept the company of Allah's Messenger.
وفي أحاديث المجالسة والمصاحبة ما يدل على هذا المعنى.
And in the traditions dealing with the companionship and the company that they had, there is an indication of this meaning.
مثل قول نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء من جليسه.
Like the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a person is
from those with whom he sits. Or his saying, a person is upon the religion of his intimate friend. And also his striking the parable of a good companion and a wicked companion by comparing them to a musk merchant and a blacksmith.
بذلك نعرف مهمة قصد الشيخ الذي يتكلم عنه سيدنا الإمام العيدروس في هذا الفصل.
Through this we know the importance of seeking a sheikh that our master the Imam al-Idrus discusses in this chapter.
يذكر أنه لا يمكن كل ما ذكر في سلوك الطريق على الحقيقة إلا بقصد شيخ عارف.
He mentions that all that he described about truly traveling the spiritual path is not possible without seeking a sheikh who is a Gnostic or a knower of Allah.
وذلك أن تلك الحقائق لا تحل إلا في القلوب الطاهرة.
And this is because those spiritual realities do not dwell except in pure hearts.
وَإِنَّمَا يُشْرِقُ الْقَلْبُ بِالنُّورِ بِوَاسِطَةِ مُقَابَلَتِهِ لِقَلْبٍ مُنَوَّرٍ.
And a heart only radiates with light through the means of it facing or being juxtaposed to an enlightened heart.
يحتوي الإنسان كثيرا من شؤون نفسه الدقيقة الغامضة التي تلتبس عليه.
And a person has many subtle affairs within his self that are obscure to him.
كذلك وسوسة وتلبيس والشيطان عليه.
And similarly, the whispering and the deception of the shaitan or the devil confuses a person.
فلا يتخلص منها بغير اتصال صادق بشيخ صادق مع الله تبارك وتعالى قد صار من عباد الرحمن الذين ليس للشيطان عليهم سلطان.
So the person is only purified through this by becoming connected to a sheikh who is a knower of Allah and who has become one of the slaves of Ar-Rahman over whom the shaitan has no power.
وفي هذا كانوا يقولون من ليس له شيخ فشيخه الشيطان.
And for this reason they used to say, the one who has no sheikh, his sheikh is the shaitan.
وقال سيدنا جعفر الصادق لقد ضل من ليس له شيخ يهديه.
And our master Ja'far al-Sadiq said, indeed, the one who does not have a sheikh to guide him is misguided.
قال سيدنا الإمام الحداد ولا بد من شيخ تسير بسيره إلى الله.
And our master Imam al-Haddad said, and it is necessary to have a sheikh who guides his wayfaring to Allah.
من أهل النفوس الزكية.
From the people of pure souls.
من العلماء العارفين بربهم.
From the scholars who are knowers of their Lord.
فإن لم تجد فالصدق خير مطية.
And if you do not find this, then being true is the best mount or animal that you would ride, vehicle.
يعني فإذا صدقت دلك الصدق على الشيخ وجمعك به.
This means that if you are true, this will lead you to a sheikh and join you with him.
وشؤون هذه المشيخة في الطريق إلى الله تعالى عظيمة تناقل الأكابر من الصحابة والتابعين فمن بعدهم أخبارها.
And the affairs of this sheikhdom, of the sheikhs and their affair, are magnificent, and these have been conveyed from the generation of the companions and the generations thereafter.
فالشيخ في نقل المعلومات يتوفر ويتيسر.
A sheikh who conveys information is they're readily available and that is facilitated easily.
في هذا المعنى قالوا العلم صناعة يتقنها البر والفاجر.
In this meaning, they say that knowledge is a trade that both a pious and corrupt person can excel, in which both a pious and corrupt person can excel.
ولكن نقل المعلومات حين يكون مقترنا بنورانية العلم لا يكون إلا من طريق الشيوخ الأزكياء.
However, transmission of information that coincides with the light of knowledge, this only occurs by being connected to those shuyukh of this meaning.
مع أنه يتسع المجال في أخذ العلم.
Though the sphere or the option for receiving knowledge is broad and it's vast.
مع التفاوت بين اتصاله بالنور قوة وضعفا.
However, there's its connection to this light of knowledge that he mentioned differs from the point of view of its strength or weakness.
ومنه العلم الذي يعود حجة على صاحبه وهو العلم المنقطع عن حقائق النور أصلا.
And from this knowledge, there is that knowledge that becomes a proof against its possessor, and this is that knowledge that is disconnected from this light.
لكن شأن تزكية النفس وتطهيرها عن رذائل الأخلاق أمر لا يستطاع أن يقام به إلا بواسطة شيخ من أهل هذا النور.
However, the knowledge of purifying the souls and ridding them of their vices, this can only occur by connecting to a sheikh of the shuyukh of this light that is being mentioned.
الحديث عن الرياء وعن الكبر والعجب الغرور وعن الإخلاص والصدق يمكن لأي أحد.
Anyone can talk about showing off or ostentation and worship, riya and pride and arrogance and sincerity, ikhlas and siddiq. Anyone can discuss these meanings.
لكن قلع أشجار هذه الصفات الذميمة وبذر تلك بذور تلك الصفات الحميدة لا يمكن إلا بواسطة الشيخ الذي ذكره في هذا الفصل.
However, uprooting those reprehensible qualities and sowing the seeds of these praiseworthy qualities can only occur through the means of a sheikh like the one mentioned in this chapter.
فيا ليت أن من تكلم عن آفات الرياء والدقائق يتطهر عنه.
So if only those who spoke about the ruinous aspects of ostentation and the subtleties thereof were in fact purified therefrom.
ويا ليت أن من تحدث عن الإخلاص وحقائقه صار متصفا به متحققا.
And if only those who spoke about sincerity, ikhlas, and its subtleties were in fact characterized thereby.
إذن لكانت الطريق أسهل شيء وأيسر.
Then this path would be the easiest thing.
وكانت أخف في المؤونة من التحقق بالهندسة والتحقق بكيفية العمران وسواقة السيارة.
And it would be easier to learn than learning architecture or engineering or building or driving.
ولكن الأمر أعظم من ذلك وأجل.
However, this is greater and more magnificent than that.
ثم إن هذا الذي يقطع الله به الأوصاف الذميمة ويغرس به في القلوب الأوصاف الحميدة قد يكون بنفسه سبب انكشاف الحجاب عن العبد وقد يكون غيره من الشيوخ الراسخين.
He said, this person who uproots the praiseworthy qualities and sows the seeds of the praiseworthy qualities, he himself might be the means for the veil being lifted from the seeker, and he may not be that means. It might be other than him.
ثم الصادقون المخلصون لهم علائم أولها حسن اتباع الشريعة والاقتداء برسول الله.
Then those who are true and those who are sincere, they have signs. The first of them is a good following of the sacred law and emulation of the Messenger of Allah.
وإلا فيحصل الادعاء في المشيخة وغيرها كما يحصل في كل مقام من مقامات الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان.
He said, otherwise, people make pretentious claims or false claims to actually being possessed of the station of being a true sheikh, just as people make false claims about the stations of Islam, Iman, and Ihsan.
وربما اتخذها بعض الكذابين وسيلة لتحصيل الأموال وكسبها.
And maybe some liars actually even take it as a means of acquisition of wealth.
أو وسيلة للتوصل لأي غرض من أغراض النفس.
Or as a means to accomplish any of the aims of the ego or lower self.
ولا شك أنه يعظم إثمهم ويشتد عليهم الخطر بينهم وبين الله.
And there's no doubt that their sin is very great and they are in grave danger between them and Allah.
فيحتاج السالك إلى الله تبارك وتعالى إلى من يجتمع عليه قلبه من الآخذين بحسن العمل والورع والاحتياط.
So the traveler to Allah needs someone who his heart becomes settled on from those who have knowledge and act well, act according to it in wara, which is scrupulousness.
فإذا وجد من اجتمعت فيه تلك الصفات فهو الكنز الأكبر والغاية العظمى للسالك إلى الله.
Then if someone finds someone the one possessed of these qualities, then this is the greatest treasure and the highest aim for the one who is or the highest goal for the one who is seeking Allah.
ولما تظاهر بعض الناس بالمشيخة والتربية للمريدين وجاء يزوره سيدنا أبو يزيد رضي الله عنه.
He said someone manifested themselves as a sheikh and as having disciples, so our master Abu Yazid al-Bustami visited him.
فصادفه خارجا إلى المسجد فحضرته نخامة فتنخم جهة جدار المسجد.
And he exited heading towards the mosque and he had to remove some mucus, spit out some mucus that he had, and he spat in the direction of the wall of the mosque.
فلما شهد منه ذلك رجع بمن معه ولم يلتقي به.
So when he saw this, he, meaning Abu Yazid, returned with those who had come with him and didn't even meet this person.
وقال كيف يؤمن على أسرار الشريعة من لم يحافظ على آدابها.
And he said, how could someone be entrusted with the secrets of the sacred law who was not even mindful of its etiquettes?
يقول سيدنا العيدروس في وصف هذا الشيخ قال قصد شيخ عارف.
Our master العيدروس said about the sheikh, he said seeking a sheikh who is a Gnostic or a knower of Allah.
والعارف في اصطلاحهم هو الذي وصل بالعلم والعمل إلى نتيجة ذلك من النور الذي يقذف في القلب تنكشف به حقائق الإيمان.
And a knower of Allah or a Gnostic in their terminology, meaning the terminology of this discipline, is the one who reached through knowledge and action the result of them, which was light that was cast into his heart through which the realities of faith were unveiled or became clear.
قال سالك مجذوب أي أن هذا الشيخ قد تحلى بالسلوك ونازله النفحة من الله فجذبته.
And he said a traveler who has also been pulled, meaning that this sheikh became characterized by the qualities of spiritual travel, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nafha, his gift, dissemination came to him, and then he was pulled or attracted by the divine attraction.
فالسلوك أساس وأصل لكن لا يمكن أن يتم به الوصول وحده.
He said, so spiritual travel, suluk, is a foundation and a basis. However, one cannot reach the knowledge of Allah by it alone.
حتى يتكرم الله على السالك بجذبة منه يجذبه بها إلى الرتب العلى.
Until Allah is generous or gracious towards the spiritual traveler, and then Allah pulls him or attracts him to a lofty station.
والواصلون إلى الحق تبارك وتعالى من العارفين به ما بين من سبق السلوك ثم جاءته الجذبة وما بين من لاحظته جذبة الرحمن أولا ثم سار بالإحسان في السلوك.
And he said that those who have reached Allah of those who know Allah are either those who traveled and then there was this pull or this attraction, this jazba from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or there are those who were observed by the gaze of this divine attraction first, and then after that they did a spiritual journey, they made their suluk well thereafter.
ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ يَحْسُلُ بِالْوُسُولِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَرَكَ وَتَعَالَى حَالٌ يُسَمَّى حَالُ الْفَنَى.
And then through reaching Allah, there is, or reaching the knowledge of Allah, there is a state which occurs that is called fana, which they translate as annihilation.
ومعناه أن يفنى في شهوده جميع الكائنات بشهود المكون سبحانه وتعالى.
And the meaning is that his vision of all created beings is annihilated or eradicated through his vision of their creator or maker.
وهو في هذا الحال يغيب عن كثير من شؤون الخلق ولا يتعامل معها.
And in this state, the person becomes unaware of many of the affairs of creatures, and he doesn't engage in them or deal with them.
ويذوق من لذة القرب من الله ما لا يمكن أن يوصف ولا أن يكيف.
And he tastes from the sweetness of nearness to Allah, that which is indescribable.
ثم وراء هذا الحال والمقام مقام البقاء.
And beyond this state and station, there is the station that is called بقاء, which they translate as remaining.
وهو أن يكون جامعا بين أدبه في شهود الحق تبارك وتعالى وشهوده للخلق من حيث إقامة الحق لهم.
And this person joins between good adab in their vision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or of the real tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they join between that and their vision of the creation from the point of view of Allah's causing it to exist.
فلا يحجب ظاهر عن باطن ولا باطن عن ظاهر.
So then a outward does not veil this person from the inward, nor does the inward and inward veil them from anything outward.
ولا ينقطع بشهوده الحق جل جلاله عن أداء حقوق الخلق.
And this person, through their vision of al-haq, the real, they are not prevented from their fulfilling the due of his creatures.
ولا يشغله أداء حقوق الخلق عن شهود الحق جل جلاله.
And their fulfilling the rights of creatures does not distract them from their vision of the real.
وصاحب هذا المقام هو الذي يهيأ لنفع الأنام وتقريبهم إلى الله.
And the person of this station is the one who is given the aptitude to benefit humanity and bring them near to Allah.
قال سيدنا الإمام الحداد في ذكر هذه الأحوال ولي أرب وراء هذا بعيد.
Imam al-Haddad said, mentioning these states, and I have a hope or a need that is beyond this, that is very far beyond this.
وذاك بأن أصير إلى الحبيب.
And that is that I travel to the beloved.
أشاهده مشاهدة.
And that I be in an intense vision of him.
فأفنى عن الكون البعيد مع القريب.
And that I be annihilated from or absent from creatures, those far and near.
وأن أبقى به بعد التفاني فيا بشرى أوفى نصيبي.
And that I remain be in baqa through him after annihilation, and how very vast is my portion.
قال سيدنا الحبيب الحبشي سر تقدس لا يفشى لغير فتن
Habib Ali al-Habshi said, it is a secret that is holy or sanctified. It is not told save to someone of futuwa, someone of chivalry or nobility.
أَفْنَى الْمُسَمَّى وَأَفْنَى سَائِرَ الْحُجُبِ.
He said that the one who was named was the one, he was absent from the one named, and also from, or excuse me, he annihilated that which was named in all of the veils.
وَمَا يَذْكُرْ بَيْتَنِ مَفَادُ أَنُّ أُسَارْ يَسِيرْ بِهِمَّ صَادِقًا يَقْصِدُ الْعَلْيَ مِنَ الرُّتَبِ.
And then he mentioned a line, the meaning of which is that he traveled spiritually with a very high aspiration and reached a sublime station.
يَقُولْ وَسَاعَدَتْهُ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ بَارِقَةٌ.
And he said that he was aided from Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, by a lightning bolt.
سَارَ بِهَا يَقْصِدُ الْعَلْيَ مِنَ الرُّتَبِ.
And he traveled through this, seeking the most sublime stations.
يَقُولُ وَاصِلْ مَحْبُوبُ.
He says, someone who has arrived or reached the knowledge of Allah and is also beloved.
أُكْرِمَ بِالْوُسُولِ إِلَى رَبِّهِ وَظَهَرَتْ عَلَيْهِ آثَارُ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ لَهِ.
He was reached to. He was given to reach his Lord, and the signs or effects of his being beloved to Allah manifested on him.
ومن آثار محبة الله للإنسان أن يكون الإنسان مذكرا بالله.
And from the signs or the effects of someone being beloved to Allah is that this person in fact reminds others of Allah.
لا تشاهده وتجلس معه إلا رأيت نور القرب من الله أو الإيمان ينازل قلبك.
He said, you don't see him or sit in his company save that you find the light of nearness to Allah or of an increase in faith descend into your heart.
ومن تلك العلامات وجود مودة قلوب المؤمنين له.
And from the signs of Allah's love for a servant is the love of the hearts of the believers for this person.
ومعنى القبول له في أفئدة الصادقين والمخلصين خاصة والخلق عامة.
And that there's an acceptance, a meaning of acceptance for him in the hearts of those who are true and sincere in particular, and all of the believers in general.
فتجده حتى الذي حملته نفسه وهواه على أن يعاديه أو يسبه يشعر في باطنه بحقية هذا الإنسان.
And you find that someone even whose ego incites them to insult this person or have enmity toward this person, deep within their heart there'll be a meaning of the deservingness or the station of this person.
قال واصل موصول أي دام له من حضرة الله تبارك وتعالى مواصلته باللطائف والمعارف.
And he said, reached, reaching and reached, meaning that Allah's kindness and subtle meanings from Allah continued to come to this person.
وفي ضرورة أن يكون على قدم الشريعة قال عارف بالنقل والعقل.
And in terms of the necessity or concerning the necessity of this person having knowledge of the sacred law, he said that he has knowledge both through transmission, meaning narration of knowledge, as well as intellect.
أما من يدعي المقامات والأحوال والمشيخة بإظهار بعض الخوارق وبالكلام فيما يظن أنه من الحقائق وهو منقطع عن علم الشريعة وآدابها فلا يكون إلا ملبسا كاذبا.
And he said, as for someone making a presumptuous claim, making a false claim of having stations and states and of being a sheikh by manifesting some miracles or unusual phenomenon or speaking about some of these meanings when the person is actually absent, remote, yani without them, this is just a false claim, and this is actually lying.
قال عارف بالله وبنفسه فإنه على قدر المعرفة بالله تعالى تعرف حقائق النفوس.
He said this person is a knower of Allah and of himself, and he said in accordance to the person's knowledge of Allah, they will know the realities of the souls.
قال تعالى ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم.
Allah said, do not be like those who forgot Allah, so He made them forget themselves or their own souls.
وعلى قدر معرفته بالنفوس وآفاتها ودقائقها يستطيع معالجتها ويستطيع مداواتها.
And he said, in accordance to his knowledge of the souls and the subtleties thereof and the ruinous qualities therein, he will be able to remedy them and cure them.
وأشار إلى مقام البقاء بقوله حاضر غائب في الخلوات والجلوات بقلبه في عالم الشهادة والغيوب أي لا يحجبه ظاهر عن باطن ولا باطن عن ظاهر فهو حاضر وهو غائب.
And he said he indicated the station of Baqa, which is translated as remaining, by saying, one who is present and absent in both secluded and public times or places, you could say, with his heart in the realms of, or through his heart with the, in the realms of the seen and the unseen. And he said, meaning that the outward does not veil him from the inward, nor does the inward veil him from the outward.
نسأل الله أن يكثر هؤلاء الشيوخ في زماننا ويظهرهم لينفع بهم الخلق.
We ask Allah to make plentiful those shuyukh in this time and that He manifest them so that they can benefit the creation or benefit people.
تفضلوا الأسئلة. أي أسماء الحسن أقرأهم كأنك ابتلأت في صحة الإنسان ويشعر بحزن في قلبه.
The first is which of Allah's names to recite if you have trials affecting your health as you feel a great sadness in your heart.
كل أسماء الله تبارك وتعالى علاج للصحة الجسد وإبعاد الحزن.
He said all of Allah's names are a remedy for the bodily health and also to remove sadness.
ومن أعظم ما يذهب الكرب والحزن ما علمنا إياه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And from the greatest of the things that will remove sadness and difficulties is that which Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us.
وهو قول لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم.
And it is his saying, لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم.
لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم. لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم. ومن عجيب أسماء الله لكشف الشدائد والإمداد بالخير اسمه اللطيف.
And from the wondrous names of Allah to remove difficulties and hardships is his name Latif.
فيقرأ 129 مرة أو 132 و33 مرة.
So one says this Ya Latif 129 times or 133 times.
ومن خير أدعية اللطيف ما أثر من قولي يا لطيفا بخلقه يا عليما بخلقه يا خبيرا بخلقه ألطب بنا يا لطيف يا عليم يا خبير.
And from the wondrous du'as that has also been transmitted is this du'a that he just mentioned.
واسم الرحمن والرحيم قوي الأثر في تحقيق المراد.
And also the names الرحمن الرحيم has a powerful effect in realizing this which was being sought.
وكذلك في كشف الآفات والبلايا اسمه يا حي يا قيوم.
And also removing or averting calamities and trials, his name يا حي يا قيوم.
وهذا السؤال من آخر اسمه عبادة يقول ما تقولون في شدة الهيبة والحياة من الشيخ لدرجة عدم القدرة على مخاطبته هل تعتبر من القواطع التي يجب تجاوزها أم هي من نعم الله؟
He said this is from Ibadah and he said what do you say about an intense awe of of one's sheikh and a shyness to the extent that the person is not able to speak to him? He said, is this considered one of the things that will cut someone off? Or is this a blessing?
ينبغي أن يكون على بصيرة فيها وإن كان أصلها خير.
He said that the person should observe this or be in a state of insight, which can also mean upon proper knowledge, even if in and of itself is from a good place.
والبصيرة أن لا يمنعه هيبته للشيخ ولا حياؤه منه ولا تعظيمه له عن الاستفادة منه في عرض حاله عليه.
And this insight is that the person's awe and magnification of their sheikh and shyness from them should not prevent them from presenting their case and explaining to them what is happening to them.
ولا يمنعه عن سؤاله إياه فيما يحتاج إليه في أمر دينه وسيره إلى الله.
And it should not prevent the person from asking the sheikh that which they need in the affair of their religion and their traveling to Allah.
ولا يمنعه عن استبيان المراد من كلام الشيخ فيما يشكل عليه من أمره.
And it should also not prevent the person from trying to seek clarification of the intention or the meaning that is intended by something that the sheikh says to him.
فإذا كان على هذه البصيرة لم تكن من القواطع وكانت سببا لارتقاء درجته.
And if it is in this or with this insight, it is not something that would cut off the person's journey, and it would be a cause of raising of their station.
ولنعلم أن خير الأحوال هدي سادتنا الصحابة مع سيد الوجود صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we should know that the best guidance or the best way is that of our masters, the companions, with Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
فليس في تاريخ البشر من أحب أحدا كما أحب أصحاب محمد محمدا.
And there's no one in human history who loved anyone like the companions of Muhammad loved Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولا من عظم أحدا كما عظم أصحاب محمد محمدا.
Nor anyone who magnified or held anyone in esteem like the companions of Muhammad did Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ذلك كانوا يعرضون أحوالهم عليه ويستشيرونه في أمورهم ويستفهمونه عما أشكل عليهم.
And with this, they would present their circumstances to him and seek his counsel in their affairs and ask him about those things which they didn't understand.
هذه تقول اسمها عائشة لما يذكر اسم البلد تقول أمي انتهت من ذكر سبحانك إن كنت من الظالمين 40 مرة تذكر ذكر يعطيتها فاتوك أنه يحتوي حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل تقرأوه 45 ألف قلت تقرأوه 45 ألف.
So this question is from Aisha, and again the location is not mentioned, and it's preferred that the location be mentioned. And she said that her mother finished saying a dhikr, Subhanaka, taqsir la ilaha illa anta subhanaka, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, 40 times, and also she doesn't remember a dhikr that was prescribed thereafter. And he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'am al-wakil, and she says that kam marra? 45,000 times. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. 45,000 times.
ويسأل هذا عن جلب البركة إلى الأوقات.
And someone asked about bringing barakah into their times.
أن تغمر بذكر الله تبارك وتعالى والفرح برحمته.
He said that the times be filled or made to thrive with dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and feeling joy at his mercy.
وذكري رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم والشوق إلى لقائه.
And mentioning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and longing to meet him.
فإن هذا يورث انشراحا في الصدر يحسن به ترتيب الوقت و تحصل بركة الوقت.
This produces an expansion of the breast through which a person organizes their time well, and also there it brings blessing to their time.
فعلى طالب البركة في وقته أن يعين للأعمال التي يقوم بها أوقاتا ويختار منها ما هو أولى لا يقدم عليه غيره.
He said someone who's seeking a blessing in their time, they should organize or appoint a designate a specific time for certain works, and in that time they should do that which is most appropriate and not give anything else precedence.
فَيَأْخُذُ نَصِيبَهُ مِنْ تَنْظِيمِ الْوَقْتِ مَعَ الْحَالِ الَّذِي ذَكَرْنَاهُ.
So then this person should have some amount of organizing their times along with the state that's just been mentioned.
ثم إذا ارتبط بعمل أو سعي فليداوم عليه وليواظب فإن البركة تظهر مع المداومة.
And he said then if this is connected to deeds and a striving or an effort, they persist in this because the barakah occurs through persistence or after persistence.
وهذا يسأل قال أعاني من الكآبة النفسية فنذهب إلى الطبيب هل هناك دواء لمعالجة ذلك.
He said, and this is I believe from Natalie. The person has a state of depression and should, and they're in a state of fear because this, they fear going to a doctor about this, and is there a dua for, which is a remedy for this?
فليأخذ ما ذكرنا من دعاء الكرب ومن دعاء الحق باسمه اللطيف.
And he said that they should say what was mentioned of dua al-karb, and that was the du'as that were mentioned for difficulty. It was La ilaha illallah al-azim al-halim to the end of the du'a that he mentioned for the first questioner, and also the dhikr that was mentioned, Ya Latif, and he mentioned that in the response to the same questioner. So those two du'as that were mentioned in the response to the previous questioner, this person should say those as well.
ويفيده في هذا قراءة سورة لم نشرح بعد كل صلاة.
And also reading Surah Alam Nashrah after each prayer is of benefit as well.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَنْ يَقْرَأَ فِي كُلْ يَوْمٍ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي.
And also for a person to read every day 100 times this dua that he's mentioned.
الأخ إسماعيل من بريطانيا يقول مع كثرة الماديات وغلبتها على حياتنا هل يمكن نجعل الإنسان لنفسه وقتا يختلي فيه مع ربه الخلوة التي يذكرها الصوفية لتدرب عليها ثم يستاذن الشيخ في ذلك أم أنه يحتاج إلى إذن من الشيخ وما آدابها الأساسية.
So this question is from someone named Ismail in Britain. With the materialism and things which have overcome us in our lives, and these things overcoming us in our lives, can a person appoint for themselves a time in which they seclude themselves with their Lord in a khalwa, for instance, that is mentioned by the people of Tasawwuf, and that they train themselves in this, then seek permission from a sheikh concerning this, or does this need the permission of a sheikh prior to this, and what are the foundational etiquettes of this? He said, we'll respond to the adhan of dhuhr at Dar al-Mustafa.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أرخيص من رب العالمين الحمد لله والسلام والسلام أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أرخيص من رب العالمين الحمد لله والسلام أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله مرحبا بكم محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وارحمهم واكرم ربهم صغيرا اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة دام الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم بارك لنا في أولادنا وأزواجنا وأهلنا وذرياتنا لا تضرهم ووفقنا ووفقهم بطاعتك وارزقنا برهم صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. كل ساعة خلا فيها الإنسان مع ربه وتوجه إليه وعمل بذكره فلها فائدة.
Every time in which a person secludes himself with their Lord and directs themselves to the Lord and makes remembrance or engages in remembrance of the Lord, is of benefit.
ولكن ما كان بإذني ونظري شيخ صالح يكون أثرها أكبر وفائدتها أعظم.
However, that which is with the permission and the supervision of a sheikh of the pious, its benefit and effect will be greater.
ويمكن الأخذ بنصيب من الخلوة في ليلة ويوم أو بعض يوم وليلة في أي مكان كان.
And it is possible or allowed for someone to take a portion of this seclusion of this khalwa in the night or the day or part of the night or the day, whatever that amount is.
وآدابها الأساسية صدق الوجهة إلى الله.
And the fundamental etiquette thereof are a true aspiration or genuinely directing oneself to Allah.
والحرص على الحضور معه تعالى في علاه.
And being avid to be present with Him, exalted is He in His sublimity.
والاشتغال بطاعته جل جلاله خصوصا الصلاة والذكر.
And engaging in acts of obedience to Him, particularly prayer and dhikr.
وأن يكون في مكان طاهر ليس فيه علائق تشغله أو من يقطعه عن استمرار الحضور.
And that the person be in a pure place where there are no distractions and not anyone who would interrupt his presence.
فلا يشتغل بجوال ولا غيره من أسباب الاتصالات بالخلق.
So for instance, the person not use their cell phone or any other means of communication.
وإن أشار عليه الشيخ بذكر مخصوص فليكن ملازما له مقبلا بكليته على معناه.
And if the person's sheikh indicates a specific invocation, a dhikr that they should say, then they should persist in this and direct themselves, turn to it or direct themselves to its meaning with their entirety.
وليصرف فكره عن كل شيء سوى ذلك المعنى.
And they should steer their reflection or their thought away from everything other than this meaning.
فلذلك آثار في أي بقعة كان الإنسان وفي أي زمان.
And this has an effect. This has effects in whatever place or time a person is in.
وقد اشتهر بين أهل السير إلى الله تعالى الخلوات الأربعين اليوم ثم خلوات الأسبوع ومن المشايخ المربين من جعلها إلى ثلاثة أيام ومنهم من جعلها إلى يوم وليلة وفيهم من لم يحرم المريدين من بعض اليوم والليلة.
And he said, and it's well known among the shuyukh, the times of seclusion last, the khalwas of 40 days, and then some of them made it a week, and some of them appointed even 3 days, or even a day, and some of them allowed the seekers to even be in seclusion for part of a day or part of a night.
والسؤال عن كيف من محمد من السعودية كيف يتم الارتباط بالشيخ ليقوم بتزكية نفس المريد وتطهيرها.
And this is from Muhammad, that is from Saudi Arabia. How would a connection to a sheikh occur in order to have to, for the purification of the soul of the seeker.
إنما يتم الارتباط بصدق المودة من أجل الله.
And he said this bond is only completed by true love and allegiance for the sake of Allah.
وأخذ توجيهات ذلك الشيخ حسن تطبيقها.
And taking the instructions or receiving the instructions of that sheikh and applying them well.
والعمل بما يدعو إليه في كتاب أو في شريط أو في غيرها من وسائل التي تحمل توجيهات الشيخ.
And applying that which the sheikh calls to, whether it is received by books or recordings, applying the directives and instructions of that teacher.
أو ما يصل عبر جلسائه وأصحابه.
Or that which one learns from those who sit with him and his companions.
ثم بسؤاله عند الحاجة فيما أشكله إلى بأي وسيلة من وسائل الاتصال.
And then asking when it's needed about things which are unclear by any of the various means of communications.
وأما سؤال سامي من سوريا من لم يجد شيخا فيه تلك الصفات فماذا يفعل؟ فالجواب تقدم بأخذه الصدق في الوجه فلابد أن يجمعه الله بالشيوخ.
And the question was from Sami from Syria, what about someone who does not find a sheikh with those attributes, what does this person do? And he said it has preceded that the person should be true. They should have siddiq, and Allah will invariably make them, join them with a sheikh such as those mentioned.
وأم سلمة تذكر تعيش في مع زوجها ولدها في بيئة غير مسلمة فما عليها لتحافظ على الإيمان لها وللأولاد.
أيوة. And this is a question came from Umm Salama that she lives in a non-Muslim environment with her husband and children, and what is the most important things to consider to safeguard the faith of themselves and their children.
هو امتلاء القلوب بمحبة الحق ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The hearts being filled with love for the real and his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والمحافظة على أداء الفرائض.
And being mindful to perform obligations.
وأخذ النصيب من قراءة القرآن والأذكار في الصباح والمساء.
And having a portion of reciting the Quran and reading the invocations or dhikrs in the morning and evening.
وكثرت ذكر سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بينهم ولأولادهم.
And discussing and mentioning much the seerah, the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم among themselves and to their children.
وأخبار المآل والرجعة في البرزخ والقيامة والجنة والنار.
And the accounts of the hereafter and the place of return and the barzakh and paradise and hellfire.
ثم أن يجعلوا لهم في خلال الأسبوع شيئا من جلسات الذكر الجماعي إن لم يكن كل ليلة.
And that throughout the week they have a collective gathering of dhikr if it's not every night.
ويغتنموا من وقت لآخر أن يعرضوا شيئا من الدروس الطيبة وأشرطة الطيبين.
And from time to time they should take advantage of some of the recorded lessons or gatherings of people that are pious and good.
ويجعلوا كل هذا وملاحظتهم لأحوال أولادهم وأخلاقهم ممزوجا بمعنى الرحمة والعاطفة الحسنة والإقناع العقلي والأسلوب الرقيق.
And they should make all of this and the observation of their children mixed with the meaning of mercy and a tenderness and a delivery which is convincing and also that is gentle.
وأما سؤال ليندا عن كيفية فهم حكمة الله في وجود الابتلاءات المتوالية على الإنسان فحكمة الله تعالى أعظم من أن يحاط بها.
This is a question from Linda where she asked about understanding the wisdom of Allah about the various tribulations which occur, and he said that Allah's wisdom is more magnificent, or you could say transcendent, than for it to be encompassed or fully understood.
ومن أعظمها وأجلها تربية هذا الإنسان على العبودية.
And from the greatest and most magnificent of these wisdoms is training the human being in slavehood or servitude to Allah.
وكفارة ذنوبه وسيئاته بهذه الابتلاءات.
And also expiating the sins of the human being and his evil deeds through these trials.
ورفعة درجته إن تصفى عن الذنوب والسيئات.
Or raising the station of the human if they are pure from sins and evil deeds.
و معرفة أن جميع الكون مملوك والمالك هو الله.
And knowing that all of creation is owned or governed, and the sovereign over it is Allah.
فيسأل المملوك المكون ولا يسأل المالك المكون سبحانه.
And he said, the one who is governed or who is a slave and owned and created is asked. However, the creator is not asked. And he said, he's not asked about that which he does, and they are asked or they are questioned.
فليس له شريك في الخلق ولا في الإيجاد.
So he has no co-share in creation nor in origination, bringing things into existence.
فكيف يريد إنسان أو غيره أن يشاركه في التقدير وما يريد أن يفعل بالعباد؟
So how could a human being or anyone else want to be a partner with him in this ordainment or that which he wills to do with the slaves?
فإن لم تفد الابتلاءات الإنسان معنى لجوئه إلى الرب ورجوعه إليه وانطراحه عليه فهو الذي لم يفد فيه التأديب ولا التهذيب.
He said, so if a person is not benefited through trials in their returning to Allah and going back to refuge or in seeking refuge from Allah, then this is a person who has not benefited from being disciplined.
Alhamdulillah, نسأل الله نتوجه إليه أن ينفعنا وأن يرفعنا وأن يبارك لنا في درسنا واجتماعنا عليه وأن يجعل فيه سرايات من نور الصدق مع الله والإخلاص لوجه الله والوجهة إلى الله بما به يجمع قلوبنا عليه ويزيدنا رفعة في القرب منه والدنو إليه والمعرفة به والأدب معه والإنابة إليه والخشية منه وحسن التذلل بين يديه وأن يجعلنا ممن ترعاهم عين عنايته تعالى في الأطوار كلها وأن يدفع عنا الشرور كلها واختم لنا بأكمل حسنى وهو راض عنا بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.